You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Luke chapter 5, verse 4 to 6. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." But Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. You know, this particular story does not stop fascinating me. So many great wisdom of the kingdom are to gather from it. You notice that in this passage, we find two kinds of labor. We will find two kinds of hard work. And when you check our lives, you will discover that you are operating by either one of these two. The first labor, Peter said, he said, "Master, we have toiled all night." A man that toiled all night is not a lazy man. A man that toiled all night is hardworking. Today, they will tell you to be hardworking. They will tell you to work hard. They will tell you the diligent hand maketh rich. They will even quote many scriptures to it. But I want you to understand hard work in the context of Jesus Christ. You see, there is a work that is done outside of the word of God. We are just laboring. And you know, there were nights that Peter caught some things. There were nights he took some things home. So that work has produced certain kind of results. Now, that is the work most people are familiar with. Toiling very hard. It will give some results. Okay? Working hard. It's okay. That's the work ethics that the unbelievers have. But as a believer, there is another work ethics that we must have. Peter said, "We have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down." So at your word, now we are going to toil. You see, that's the difference. One is laboring in the flesh. Another one is laboring in the spirit. That's the difference. They are both laboring. But even though they look alike, they look like hard work, but they are different hard work. Somebody is working hard in the office because that person considers himself a representative of Jesus. And that he must fully represent Jesus. And everybody that comes in contact with him or her must know that they have touched a life different in this place. Another person is working hard in the same office because the office requires that they work hard. And that hard work is what guarantees his pay, his livelihood, everything about him. You see, they are both working hard. They could even be doing the same work. But you see, the work is still different. One is working by the word of God. Another one is working in the flesh. One is working in the will of God. Another one is working in the will of man. The right way to toil, the right way to labor, is to labor in the will of God. Is to know what God wants you to do and to do it. Paul said, "I labor more than them all." Paul was not lazy. He labored. But he labored more than everybody. And he himself said, "Yet not I, but the grace of God." You see, but he labored. He labored because God called him. He labored because God chose him. He labored because God anointed him. He labored with clarity. It's a different thing when God gave you a business and says, "This is what I want you to do. Go and do this business." You can labor and invest your time into it. You know why? Because God says, "This is what you should go and do." It's different from a man who sits down and says, "What can I do to make money?" And then start a company and start something and is working hard. He will also get some result. But you can choose this kind of result in which it will be at the word of the Lord. Many people are going even for the matter of soul winning today, but it is not at the word of the Lord. But I pray that everything you will be doing henceforth, it will be nevertheless at his word. May the Lord give you understanding in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.